Hi, Anita. What's on your mind?
Anita, this is her husband, and she had to go to the bank. She's had shingles now for almost 6 weeks, and you can't get over the pain. She said it looks, she feels like somebody's pointing a gun at her waist, and she's just wondering what she could do about that.
Okay, sir. Well, there's a number of things. One of them you would have to see a natural medicine doctor about, but it was found quite a while ago that if we combine vitamin B12 and adenosine monophosphate, AMP it's called, and yes, there is a source for it after FDA tried to wipe it out for a while, in an injection, that's the thing. If we put it into an injection and combine the vitamin B12 and the adenosine monophosphate, there are studies on it helping to reduce pain quite significantly. I'm not going to tell you that it did it with the first shot, but it does do it over time. Now, as a stopgap thing, a doc I worked with here back in Western Washington who did some natural medicine and then moved to Canada, who knows why, he was having people rub in zinc oxide, which you can get over the counter at the big box drug stores is what I mean to say. And you just look for a zinc oxide that has the least other stuff in it besides zinc oxide. He was having them combine that with vitamin E and rub it into herpes zoster, and he did get some folks to have less pain without even giving them the shots of B12 and adenosine monophosphate. But those are a couple of thoughts, and one of them would require a doc because it's injectable, and the other one, one can get vitamin E as the mixed tocopherols at the health food store and mix them into a goo with the zinc oxide and rub that in, which is what this doc did, and it did help some. You still with us, sir?
Wait, what was that last part now?
What this doctor I told you about was having people do is to rub in zinc oxide mixed 50-50 with vitamin E that was taken out of a capsule. You'd have to put a hole in the capsule and squeeze it out. And that helped somewhat with the pain. But the other thing, the injections of vitamin B12 and adenosine monophosphate, for which you require a doctor's help, those help more.
I'm here. Doctor, where do you get germanium oil?
If you mean geranium oil, I've seen it in some of the natural food stores, but
said germanium. You're on your website, it said germanium. Is there such a thing?
Not that I'm aware. Somebody may have spelled geranium improperly, but there is a mineral called germanium. That is true. And that would be more in water, though I wouldn't think it would be oil.
Oh, okay. So you think geranium oil would be helpful for the shingles?
I don't know. I was telling your husband that the combination of, insofar as do-it-yourself things, the combination of zinc oxide, which is found in a tube down at your local big box drugstore.
Yeah, I found some of that. I bought that.
Yeah, and the vitamin E taken from a capsule and mixed 50-50, rubbed in, had helped the patients of a colleague of mine back in the day. That was 15 years ago. Now, what we've been doing at Toma Clinic, is the injections of the adenosine monophosphate and vitamin B12, but for that you need a doctor's help, ma'am.
I do take injections of B12 because you diagnosed me with pernicious anemia, and I still take those. And
try ramping them up to every day, ma'am. They'll be additionally helpful.
All right. I will, doctor.
Okay.
This is the third month. And in my book, it said they should last 2 weeks, and I'm like, this is the third month of all this pain.
Well, try those things, ma'am, and hopefully you can get some help there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.